What's up, K-State Nation? This is Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. More postcast of the Lodge Dodds Invitational, which took place last weekend. Part two here. As kind of going back over what took place on last Saturday, because this was a two-day event. For those of you who knew the podcast, of course, welcome on board. Make sure if you love what you're hearing, make sure you do subscribe to this other K-State podcast, which we talk about all things K-State, not just football, not just men's basketball. We cover everything women's basketball right through track and field, even women's tennis, women's golf as well. All things K-State, putting the definition into our podcast of why we do this podcast. Of course, I'm a K-State alum, along with my co-host, Alex Aiden, also a K-State alum as well. So make sure you subscribe to the Purple Project Podcast. Okay, back on track here. Day two from last week here. Six more individual wins by this K-State track and field indoor team here from last week. The Dodds. You know, I just thought about something. Dodds, Dodds. That's a alliteration there. no offense to the person. I'm assuming it's the person who put on this event, which is awesome. Which is awesome, but just alliteration word right there. I just thought about that just now. I just don't know why it came to my brain. Anyways, there. But K-State picked up more business out on the track at Ahern last weekend, on last Saturday. Six more wins. I recorded part one. I'm not going to rehash that, so make sure you do. If you missed out on that, please go back in our archives. Check that out as part of our jam-packed dailies this week with the Purple Project Podcast there. And one name that's going to pop up on that one, which has popped up on many of the podcasts here since I started this podcast, Shaisha Ray did it again, day two. Of course, go back to day one. She dominated that day on last Friday, and she dominated day two. She won the 200 meters, coming just under sub 24 seconds. Junior Maddie Ryder got first in the high jump with a height of 1.68 meters. That's equivalent to a 5'6" foot. Junior Hanley Spector, who also is a part of that cross country team earlier in the fall, last fall I should say, ran the 1,000 meter and took that by a time of 2:29 there as well. Competing in this event, this is the first time we mentioned this guy's name, Devin Richardson, the high jump there as well. His highest last weekend was a 6-9.5 there. Sophomore Darius O'Connell put it at a shot put distance, 50-foot, 6.75 as well. And freshmen, again, there's some young talent coming up with this team right here. Indoor, and we'll assume that's going to be an outdoor as well. Freshman Lindsay DeWitt in the high jump finished runner-up with a jump at 5.4, 5-4.25. Jehovier Bennett, and I apologize if I messed up your first name, but Jehovier Bennett, that's close enough, competed in the long jump for the first time in his collegiate career, put down a 21-4.75, and of course, doing it, he was the only person to do it and won the event. So take advantage of that. It's a win, baby. Just like my little brother, me and him chatted about that after last week's 5K again. I'm going to share more of that in a separate episode of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Win's a win, baby. I can get it as well. Junior Jessica Carraway ran her fastest 1,000 meters so far, clocking in at 3:02 there. And that was actually 3 seconds faster than our previous. So a PR for Carraway there. There's also some run-up showings as well. Shalom Otulu in the launch up. And you can apologize again. I can only do my best. Kid, but that's close enough. But you can come DM me for the English version. Sounds there. But Otulu long jump at a 17-11.5 there. And Grace Thompson, a sophomore, competed in a shot put, and she put down a mark of 49-5.5 in the runner-up spot there as well. And, of course, Mike Rullinger got run-up in the 800 meters with a time of a minute 56 there as well. So not too shabby on day two. Once again, it is the Shaoisha Ray Show, folks, for K-State right now. But everyone else coming along strong here. It's still a little bit early, but right now, there's some pretty solid performances out there in the indoor season, even though I said on the previous podcast that, hey, when I came up here for Bartlett County Community College, the indoor track, what the hell is this? Everything's added extra and everything else. I'm an outdoor guy, so but the indoor, it's a little, I think for me, indoor, I think it's a little tougher because you have to, a shorter distance, is a shorter track around, depending, for the exception of the 60-meter dash, and 60-meter hurdles, yeah, you got to do things a little extra, get a little extra effort. Not that you got to have to do anyway, but I'm just putting that out there. We had a quote here from the track and field director Cliff Rovetto on his team performances over the weekend last week. From director Rovetto, quote: "All in all, we accomplished, I think, most of what we kind of set out to do with the triangle last week. We had a lot of folks doing a number of events, and then going forward, we've got some big meets coming up. So this was somewhat of a down weekend, if you will, for us. We did have some really strong performances in the shot weight, and there were some good marks there as well. And I will just end it right there as well. So if you're interested in looking at more of the results, the kstatesports.com I almost purchased the website, kstatesports.com, as more of the insights there, the finishing orders of just our guys and gals only on that as well. Next up for the indoor K-State track and field team, it is Texas Tech. The Open next, folks, for this team. I have to double check that. At least the dates anyways. But that's next on the list there on the schedule. And a moral net on the weekly coming up this week. So definitely you're interested in finding all information on that. I will have that announced on this week's Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition, episode 142, which will be out on our usual post day, which is Friday. The Purple Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast, folks. That's going to do it on this edition of the podcast. Again, have any questions or anything, or you have a question for any of the team for us to answer, DMs is open. Our DMs is open for the semester. You can find me on Twitter at Eddie_EG3 to get your question and click your question or thoughts about this podcast to me on that. And if you do have a question for the football team, the Big 12 champs football team, or any other teams, your question could be on the Purple Project Podcast future weekly edition. So opportunity there. We definitely want to hear from some of you guys out there who listen to this podcast, who've been supporting us for quite some time, and we appreciate your support. That's going to do it on this edition, part two of the track and field edition of the postcast edition of Triple PD Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats again. Stay tuned for more K-State coverage. Go Cats.